Introduction. I didn't set out to write a book. At first, this was just a way to make sense of the wreckage, of everything I'd built, everything I'd lost, and the pieces I was still clinging to. I wanted to give shape to the chaos. I wanted the judge who branded me a fraudster to see me. I wanted the lawyers and barristers who prosecuted me to understand they'd got it wrong. Maybe, deep down, I was still hoping the sentence might be overturned somehow, some late-stage justice. But in writing this, I realized that wasn't really what it was about. It was the narrative that mattered. And I got it wrong, on the day and maybe long before that. So this became something else, a place to store the memories before they vanished, a place to keep the laughter, the betrayals, the quiet sadness, the things left unsaid, a place to hold the truth, even when it stings. Twice Built and Twice Broken is not a story with a neat ending. It's jagged. It loops back. It falters. It bruises. I've known success and ruin, love and abandonment, health and illness, hope and despair, all in double doses. I've stood on the peak and I've been flattened by the fall. I've held the hands of those I love through joy and death, and I've had to rebuild parts of myself I didn't even realize had shattered. This isn't a self-help book. I have no advice to give, only honesty to offer. It's just my life, told as truthfully as I could bear. Some of it may resonate, some of it may make you uncomfortable, but every word comes from a place of searching, for clarity, for peace, for something resembling closure, maybe even redemption. If you've made it this far, thank you. I hope these pages offer you something, a reflection, a reminder, or just the comfort of knowing someone else has had to start over too. Ison.